Welcome to the Authentic Health Coaching Show, the number one alternative health podcasting show. My name is Tom Korsnoles, founder of Authentic Health Coaching, and we really want to thank you for subscribing to the show. We appreciate all of our subscribers and customers, and so we have a free report for you with Dr. Korsnoles' top five nutrition tips. It is the number one guide to taking your health to the next level. You can get your report for free at AuthenticHealthCoach.com and come join the community. And today on the show we have just an exceptional guest, Dr. Barry Sears. And Dr. Sears is the author of The Zone. It's a best-selling book. I think he sold over 2 million copies of that book alone. He's written several other books, including Mastering the Zone, Zone Perfect Meals in Minutes, The Omega RX Zone, The Anti-Inflammation Zone, and several other books. He's working on a new book now. It's very exciting about weight loss. And Dr. Sears is just really an exceptional human being. He's got so much wisdom. He's been a researcher for many years and obviously a doctor for many years, well experienced. And he just understands so well the research on inflammation and on weight and weight loss and how your hormones regulate your weight gain and your weight loss. And so there's a lot of diets out there, quick fixes, things like that. And I've told you again and again, they don't work. There is no quick fix solution to your weight and to your health. It takes years and years for you to gain 20 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds overweight. It takes years and years for cancer and heart disease to develop. It takes years of this inflammation going on in your body every day for these diseases and conditions to develop. And you can't just turn around overnight with some pills and think that you're healthy. Yeah, you might lose weight on some quick fix diet plan. I'm not going to argue with that. There's plenty of ways to lose weight. I'm not going to give you hundreds of ways to lose weight really quickly. But are any of them actually healthy? And Dr. Sears really has an amazingly healthy way for you to lose weight, and he shares all of his tips and tricks here. I mean, there's nothing hidden, there's no secret sauce, there's no secret recipe, there's nothing you have to buy to lose weight and to get healthy. You just have to eat the right things the right way, and Dr. Sears explains all the research behind this in such a powerful way. It's so compelling, and it really just shows you how easy it can be to lose weight and to get healthy. And I mean, he's one of the top doctors in the world. This is just an amazing opportunity for you to really learn from one of the top doctors in the world. So take great notes and just make it an amazing day.
All right. Well, Dr. Sears, thanks so much for being on the Authentic Health Coaching Show today. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about your background and why you got started with the Zone Diet in the first place?
Well, my background has actually nothing to do with nutrition. My background deals with really the development of intravenous drug delivery systems for improving the safety of cancer drugs. Because when you deal with cancer drugs, if you give too little of the drug, the patient dies of the drug. If you give too much of the drug, they die of the drug. If you give them too little of the drug, they die of the cancer. So what you're trying to do is always basically take a very toxic drug, like a cancer drug, and keep it in a therapeutic zone, a zone that's not too high but not too low. It occurred to me some 30 years ago, one could apply that same thinking to food, to keep the hormones generated by food within that same therapeutic zone, not too high, but not too low. And for what purpose? The purpose was to control inflammation, because that's really the underlying driving force behind obesity, chronic disease, and the aging process. And if you could maintain the levels of inflammation in that zone, you really have a step up toward living a longer and better life.
That's a great analogy. Well, you know, you talk about hormones and inflammation. What, you know, a lot of us know about testosterone and estrogen, but what hormones are you talking about specifically?
Well, the hormones specifically are the hormones known as eicosanoids. Now, it's a big word, and there's about 10 people in the world who could pronounce it, but the 1982 Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded for understanding how eicosanoids control inflammation. And where I got interested at that time was that eicosanoids are entirely derived from fatty acids. And if you have the right balance of fatty acids and the right balance of other nutrients, you should be able to make more good eicosanoids, those that decrease inflammation, and less bad ones, those that increase inflammation. And if you could, you'd be able to keep the inflammatory response to our body in that therapeutic zone and basically usher in a whole new era of medicine.
Fascinating. So what fats should we be eating then, and what fats should we be avoiding?
Well, the fats we should be eating are the fats that basically are the building blocks of those good eicosanoids, which are called the omega-3 fatty acids. And but the fats we are eating, and basically the primary source of calories today in the American diet, are omega-6 fatty acids. These fatty acids are the building blocks of inflammatory hormones. And until recently, they were a very minor part of the human diet. But today, they become the cheapest form of calories on the face of the earth. And for Americans and a growing number of people throughout the world, they are becoming the primary food ingredient in their diets. And as a consequence, diets and populations throughout the world are becoming more inflamed. But the one population that was struck first by this phenomenon was the American population, because we are the number one producer of these omega-6 fatty acids as in the form of oils, vegetable oils like corn oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, all incredibly rich in omega-6 fatty acids, but now these are driving this inflammatory tsunami that's engulfing our healthcare system.
Gotcha. So what can we do about it?
Well, obviously the first thing, don't eat them. Easier said than done. Because they are the cheapest form of calories, they are found in every processed food known to mankind. And they make food taste better. And to take them out of food will basically really destroy the agribusiness sector of our country as we know it. So it's pretty hard to do it. Though you can do a lot of things just in your own home. One, take all the vegetable oils out of your pantry and throw them away. And two, replace them with what? Replace them with fats which are low in omega-6 fatty acids. The best choice would be olive oil. Another good choice, slivered almonds. Still another good choice, guacamole. And so you've already taken a major step forward of reducing the intake of these omega-6 fatty acids. The second step you can do in your diet, balance the macronutrients on your plate to get a better hormonal balance. And the reason why, because the hormone insulin, we've always been told insulin makes you fat, keeps you fat. Well, it's not quite true, but I'll get to that later. What insulin does, and this comes from the amount of carbohydrates we eat, is to increase the transformation of omega-6 fatty acids into these inflammatory hormones. So the second step you can do, try to remove all the omega-6 fatty acids from your diet. The second step is try to lower the levels of insulin in your meals by basically controlling the balance of protein to carbohydrate on the plate. And this is not too hard, because all it takes is one hand and one eye. At each meal, simply divide your plate into three equal sections. On one-third of the plate, put some low-fat protein that's no bigger or thicker than the palm of your hand. That could be things like chicken, fish, if you're a vegetarian, tofu or soybean imitation meat products. I don't care where the protein comes from, just have enough protein on the plate. And the other two-thirds of the plate, you fill it with colorful carbohydrates. What are colorful carbohydrates? They're called fruits and vegetables. And why are they colored? Because they contain chemicals known as polyphenols. And these chemicals, in high enough concentrations, have profound anti-inflammatory properties. And the carbohydrates they're found in tend to enter the bloodstream at a slower rate, and that decreases the amount of insulin. And the last thing you could do is do something your grandparents gave your parents. Take your fish oil every day. It's a source rich in omega-3 fatty acids. So if you do those three things, one, try to remove omega-6 fatty acids from your diet as much as possible. The easiest way, don't eat processed foods, and don't use vegetable oils. Second, reduce the levels of insulin in your diet by balancing your plate using your hand and your eye. And the last thing, take more omega-3 fatty acids in the form of purified fish oils. And what you've done in that one step is to begin to re-alter and change the expression of your genes. In fact, an article came out just recently from Norway that showed if you take people who basically follow a standard diet and take and basically change the diet to that format I just described, within one day you begin to see dramatic changes in the expression of their genes. Drugs can't do that. Food can, but you have to treat food like a drug. You have to take it the right dose at the right time, and probably for the rest of your life.
Well, that's powerful, and that's so true that, you know, Hippocrates said thousands of years ago, let food be your medicine, medicine be your food. And I feel like we've gotten so far away from that today in the medical system. And
well,
what you're talking
actually,
about is
we're
perfect.
Getting closer to it because, say, well, he's an old guy. What did he know? Well, now, due to molecular biology, we know how profound that wisdom is. We now know how food, the food we eat, can alter the expression of our genes. That is basically at the cutting edge of biotechnology. It's really using food as a form of gene therapy. And particularly, we can use a form of gene therapy to silence overactive inflammatory genes. Why is that important to us? Because it's this inflammatory gene products. They basically make us fat, make us sick, make us age at a faster rate. And now we basically say, we've been going up, barking up the wrong tree. We didn't have the knowledge until recently of how do we go in and begin to alter and tinker with the expression of our gene. Not by some drug, but using food as if it were a drug.
Well, you know, a lot of people say, well, maybe I'm overweight, but maybe it's just my genes. You know, I don't have any control over that. What would you say to that?
Well, they're partially right. 70% of your propensity to become obese is found in your genes. Now, it doesn't say you'll become obese. It just says you have a genetic likelihood. So what you want to do is say, how can I basically change my genetic fate? Well, the best thing is say, what causes those genes to be turned on that make us fat, keep us fat? Surprisingly, it's inflammation. And how do we control inflammation? By following the zone diet. So if we want to control the zone diet, even though we have those genes, 70% of us really have those genes that will predispose us to gain weight, we can basically silence those genes if we are able to control inflammation. If not, what you see is what you're going to get. Basically increasing amount of body fat, and with that body fat comes now a spread of inflammation through all the other organs of the body. And when that happens, we call it diabetes, or we call it heart disease, or we call it cancer, or we call it Alzheimer's. But these are all chronic diseases driven by inflammation, and inflammation caused by our diet.
Well, you know, there's so many diets out there. I mean, there's a low-carb diet and a low-fat diet and a low-protein diet. You know, how is your zone diet different from that?
Well, I would have to say because it's based on science. See, you know, everybody is an expert in nutrition. Why? They eat three times a day. So that's why we have some 15,000 diet books out there by some of the greatest academic minds known to the medical establishment, like Suzanne Summers. Well, what's her background? Well, she gave us the Thighmaster. So everybody's an expert. So in that realm where everybody's saying I have the recipe, I think let's have science decide. And when you look at the scientific trials that have been published, which treat humans like lab rats, that means you give them the same amount of calories, but just change the balance of protein, carbohydrate, and fat. What you find in every carefully controlled published study, the zone diet is superior in hormonal control, superior in lipid control, superior in glucose control, superior in appetite control, superior in fat loss, and most importantly, superior in the reduction of inflammation. That last study coming from Harvard Medical School. So I'm not a greedy guy. I'm just waiting for any one study that says any other diet is as good as the zone diet. And who could argue with the zone diet? You're eating lots of fruits and vegetables. You're eating adequate, but not excessive amounts of low-fat protein. You're eating a lot of monounsaturated fats, which tend to be low in omega-6 fats. You know, this should be a dietitian's dream. But yet, it doesn't matter what people think. It is all about what does the science tell us. The science says the zone diet is the best diet if we want to basically treat chronic disease and lower obesity. And that's just not my word saying that. Those are also the recommendations of the Joslin Diabetes Research Center at Harvard Medical School, which is the world center for diabetes treatment. And their new dietary guidelines 5 years ago, not surprisingly, were virtually identical to the zone diet. But dietary recommendations are one thing. Dietary reality is another. And that's why the zone diet is so easy to follow. If you have one hand and you have one eye, you can follow the program. And how do you know it's working? You need one more thing. You need a watch. Why a watch? Because if you've made and constructed a zone meal, for the next 5 hours, you won't be hungry. So you look at your watch 5 hours after you eat and say, if I'm not hungry, the meal I just ate was hormonally correct for my biochemistry. So we've made diet a lot more complex. Diet is complex. but we've made the basic principles more complex and has to be. You see these people say, well, I go phase 1, phase 2, phase 18. No, the data, as I pointed out earlier, shows that when you switch a person to the zone diet, their genes, about 40% of the genes, change within one day and stay constant from that point on. So you're looking for a diet, and the word diet comes from the Greek root, which means way of life. Now, we've corrupted that meaning to think of diet as a short-term period of hunger and deprivation to try to get into a swimsuit. So we had to go back to the meaning. So the zone diet, it's a way of life. A way of life for what purpose? To keep inflammation in a zone that's not too high, but not too low. And if you can do that, and you can measure that, then what you have is a proven pathway for a longer and better life.
Mm, absolutely. You know, that's so true that a diet should be your way of life. And you're right, it's become so corrupted these days. We have, you know, people who want to do the one-week diet, the two-week diet, or the one-month diet, and then they go back to eating all the junk and junk food and processed foods, and they go on those yo-yo diets. So tell us about those yo-yo diets. I mean, how does that work? Why does that work? And what does that do to people's bodies when they're just gaining weight and losing weight and gaining it back?
Well, the gaining weight and losing weight is, you know, basically actually misses the point. What they do, they lose weight. It's very, on any quick weight loss program, you're going to lose weight. You know, it could be the cabbage soup diet, it could be the Atkins diet, it doesn't matter. You're going to lose weight. Now the question, where's the weight loss coming from? Is it coming from water? Or is it coming from muscle mass? Or is it coming from fat? That's a very different question. But you want to come from excess fat. If you really want a quick weight loss program, the best way is simply cut off your left arm. You're going to lose 15 pounds automatically. And it won't come back. Not a very good long-term strategy, though. So what happens with these, I won't say silly diets, but, you know, unbalanced diets, is what there is always when you have unbalancing of nutrients, you have an unbalancing of hormonal responses, and there comes counter responses. If I eat a diet that's very low fat, that means usually it's very high in carbohydrates. That means I make too much of the hormone insulin. And if I make too much insulin and I have omega-6 fatty acids in my diet, I'm going to increase inflammation. It's going to make me fat and keep me fat. On the other hand, if I have too little carbohydrates in the diet, I usually have too much fat. Usually a lot of omega-6 fat. But the too little of the carbohydrates, the brain doesn't have enough fuel to keep it going. So it gets scared. It gets worried. So it sends out a message via the hormone cortisol. Rip out muscle mass and convert to glucose for me. Well, as that happens, now basically you develop what is called insulin resistance, and now you become fat again. So what you see people say, well, you know, I lost the weight, but it all came back. Because you didn't keep your hormones in that zone. And, you know, here's a good rule of thumb. What's the amount of a weight you should probably lose, and really fat? And you can't lose more than maybe a pound of fat per week. It just can't be done. But I want to lose 50 pounds. Is it 50 pounds of fat? If it is, it's going to take you a year's time. A year's time of eating correctly every time you eat. They say, well, I don't want to do that thing. Then basically, God bless you, and I hope you have good medical insurance.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, it's so true. If it takes, you know, 10 years to gain 50 pounds of fat, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, maybe I can get rid of it in a week or 2 weeks on this new diet. And it's just
well,
worth
and
it.
That's the same thinking that pervades the stock market. Oh, my God, I'm retired next year. I have nothing in my retirement fund. I know. I'm going to make a gazillion dollars. Fat chance. And here's the ugly truth to most people. Most Americans gain about 1 pound of fat per year. Not very much, but after 10 years, that's 10 pounds of fat. And after, let's say, 50 years, that's 50 pounds of fat. And the question is, how much extra calories do I have to take in each day to gain that 1 pound of fat per year? And the answer is 10 calories per day. So it says you don't have to basically, you know, do too much on a daily basis to have it creep up very, very quickly.
Yeah, so true. It's those little things that make all the difference. You know, eating one more fruit or vegetable a day.
It makes a difference between living a good life and a bad life. Just doing the little things, executing.
Right. Exactly. Well, let's talk about execution then, because does it seem like it's difficult for a lot of people to eat, you know, 2/3 of their plate being fruits and vegetables?
Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world. And how you do that? Go to a deli. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They'll give you a plate. Hopefully it's a small plate, so you know, remember it's the size of your palm. And you go to the deli bar, grab some low-fat protein, and you can do this at the supermarket, too. Almost every supermarket has salad bars. You know, go to the deli and get a quarter pound of protein, put it on the plate, go back to the salad bar, and basically fill it full of fruits and vegetables, and then walk out. You can't be any faster than that.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It's very simple, but not everyone will do that.
And see, our biggest enemy is basically two things. People are, you know, confused by a plethora of information, most of it bad. And two, say, I don't have time. And both of those are legitimate questions. If you're confused, well, you have to basically do some detective work to find out what makes sense. But with diet, if it sounds like nonsense, it probably is. Second, you have to find strategies to say, okay, I always want to balance protein and carbohydrate. Well, the French found this a long time ago. If I have a piece of fruit, I balance it off with a piece of cheese. If I have a glass of wine, which the body cheats by carbohydrate, I balance it off with a piece of cheese. So okay, here's the kind of the real lazy man's poor diet, his own diet. You have a glass of wine for breakfast and a piece of cheese. A glass of wine for lunch and a piece of cheese. A glass of wine for dinner and a piece of cheese. Not the best diet, but it is one saying, well, people say, I could do that. Say, all right. It's all about saying, what can you do? And so, remember, our goal is to really control inflammation. So I can give you basically now 4 prescriptions in terms of time of how to do that. There's the 15-second prescription, the 5-minute prescription, the 30-minute prescription, and the 3-hour prescription. Which one do you think you want to hear about first?
Short one.
Exactly. So, if changing your diet is too hard, and keep in mind that Margaret Mead said a century ago, it is easier to change your religion than to change your diet. So let's say that's a given. But I want to put out the inflammatory fires. It's the inflammatory fires that basically are making me, you know, fat, sick, and dumb, and aging at a faster rate. So what can I do in 15 seconds that would dampen down those inflammatory fires? The answer is consume all the fish oil you can in 15 seconds, and you call it a day. In that one 15-second period of time, you have reduced much of the inflammatory fires by taking down large amounts of purified omega-3 fatty acids to put out the fire. To put out the fire in the fat, to put out the fire in the pancreas, or the liver, or the heart, or the immune system, or the brain. So if you have only 15 seconds, that's what you do. Because people think, I can do that. Just make sure it is high purity fish oil. The reason why it has to be high purity, because there is no fish or fish oil on the face of the earth that has not been contaminated by things we've thrown into the environment, especially things called PCB. And these are like the Roach Motel. When they check into your body, they simply don't check out. Because they're fat soluble, they last for a lifetime, and they're known carcinogens, they're known neurotoxins. So you want to get really highly pure fish oil for your 15 seconds of effort you're going to expend each day. How do you know it's highly purified? Here's the easy way. If you're taking fish oil capsules, break open the fish oil capsules, maybe 4 or 5, put them into a shot glass. Then put the shot glass into the freezer. Come back 5 hours later with a toothpick. If you can't put the toothpick through the fish oil, meaning it's frozen solid, you've been taking the sewer of the sea and it's rich in PCBs. So look for the fish oils that pass the toothpick test. And once you find one, and maybe 1% of fish oils out there pass that test, but once you find them, then you say, okay, I'm going to take a good chunk, as much as I can, 15 seconds. And that's what I do every day.
Well, I mean, a lot of fish oils out there, I mean, a lot of people don't have time to check 20 different fish oils or the money. So.
But they have plenty of time to say, just buy it. Just buy one you think is really good and take it home, break it for the 5 capsules.
Well, are there any specific brands that you'd recommend?
Well, in terms of the health food store and the supermarket, probably not. This is a self-serving statement, but, you know, we've been in the fish oil business for 30 years, and the fish oil we sell is actually more pure than there's a pharmaceutical brand that meets that criteria, but the fish oil we sell turns out to be 5 times more pure in PCBs than the pharmaceutical brand.
Great, and where can people get that at?
They go to our website at zonediet.com.
Okay, great. And what about the next prescription, then?
15 seconds, people say, I can do that. Say, well, what about the 5-minute solution?
Right.
Well, now you replace one meal with hopefully a meal replacement. You could go to the supermarket and make up a meal right there. You know, everything's been cut up for you. The fruits, the vegetables are all cut up. The deli counter, it's all been cut up. They even give you little plastic forks and knives. So you can go there and say, okay, I can make a good balanced meal there. Now, what about the 30-minute solution? Well, now you're going to do it all by yourself. Now, basically, you get in a time crunch because you have to make. It takes about 30 minutes to make a good meal. You have to get the things. You have to cut things up. You have to put them on the plate. It's going to take you 30 minutes. Even Rachel Ray can't make a meal in less than 30 minutes. And what about that 3-hour prescription that nobody wants to hear about? Well, what do? You take your fish oil every day. That's 15 seconds. You make up 3 meals every day. That's about an hour and a half. You take about 30 minutes to exercise every day and another 20 to 30 minutes to sit in a nice, comfortable chair and think of nothing. It's called stress reduction. You say, well, I don't have that much time. Say, fine, then don't even think about that. You're not ready for the Cadillac yet. Tell me how much time you're willing to spend. Is it 15 seconds, 5 minutes, 30 minutes, or 3 hours? And depending on the amount of time you're willing to commit to wellness, I'll give you a prescription that will do the maximum impact in the time period that basically you have in your busy day.
Powerful. And that's so true, is that, you know, even just a little bit of time every day invested in the right skills and the right habits will make massive differences in your weight and your health overall.
And you have to basically sit back and say, who's my enemy? My enemy is basically inflammation induced by the diet. So this is, I have to be on constant vigilance, but, you know, I will basically set aside a certain amount of time each day. Most people can set aside at least 15 seconds. Beyond that, basically, it's more problematical, and compliance drops off exponentially.
Right. Well, let's talk about compliance then, because, I mean, isn't it part of our hormones that get us so out of balance and so addicted to the junk foods that keep us from, you know, eating a healthier diet in the first place?
Well, it does, and that's why basically that in many ways, you know, junk food diets or diets rich in carbohydrates are addictive. We know this from animal studies, that if you take cocaine-addicted rats and in their cages you place super sweet sugar water, you know, sugar water is already saturated sugar, then you add some extra artificial sweeteners on top of that. In 3 days, the rats have switched their allegiance from the cocaine to the sugar. Why? Because the sugar interacts with dopamine receptors, just like cocaine does, and those are your happy hormones. And so basically they can basically give you a happiness, well, basically through a non-productive format. That is basically you're now becoming addicted to sugar because it's keeping you happy. And when you don't have sugar, you get unhappy, so what do? You go out and try to find some more sugar, like any cocaine addict. So we are realizing now that a lot of the foods we eat have very, very powerful effects on neurological pathways, especially when they create addiction behaviors. So that we find also that obese people, when they basically eat food, they basically have less of a dopamine response, which means they have to have more food to feel as happy. Now, what's the power of fish oil in this whole process? The more fish oil you take, the more dopamine you make in the brain. Mm-hmm. And as a consequence, you basically counteract these hormonal cravings induced by food. And so one of the benefits of fish oil, besides reducing inflammation, is to make you happier. It makes you happier that in terms of whatever you do, by the food you eat, by the work you do, by the relationships you have, because it's increasing the levels of that happy hormone, dopamine, in your brain. And that's why it's so powerful. And that's why the amount of fish oil Americans have consumed has decreased by 90 to 95% over the last century. We're simply not quite as happy as we used to be.
Hmm. Yeah, and actually, I think I saw a study recently that showed that like 65% of Americans or something like that were unhappy.
Exactly. And the reason we're unhappy? Because the food that we're eating has been dramatically altered in the last 50 years. As a species, we've been around for 200,000 years, eating pretty much the same stuff. But in the last 50 years, our food has changed dramatically. And as a consequence, these ancient hormonal systems, which are finely tuned, are becoming basically no longer in sync. We're not as happy. We are gaining weight at incredible speeds. We're becoming sicker at earlier and earlier ages. And it seems like everything in life is spinning out of control. Why? Because we've gone in there and we've monkeyed with these integral systems between food and our hormones, which are basically paying a terrible price.
Hmm. Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit more about, you know, if I was going to go to my doctor and maybe get a checkup like cholesterol and triglycerides and things like that, you know, what are most people who are overweight seeing and how can they make changes with that?
Well, surprisingly, overweight people, you know, about one-third of obese individuals in America are actually quite healthy. If you look at their blood, they say, you're perfect. They might weigh 300 pounds, but they're perfect. Now, two-thirds aren't. But one-third is a fairly large amount of obese people who are quite healthy. And the reason is because they have good fat. That is fat that basically can basically pull the inflammatory fat out of your bloodstream and store it like a toxic waste dump. They don't look very good in the swimsuit, but they're surprisingly healthy. So what's the first indication you no longer have good fat? Well, what you look at is not your cholesterol, but the ratio of your triglycerides to your HDL cholesterol. And if that ratio is high, greater than about 2, it means basically your fat cells are getting sick, and they're starting to release all the stored inflammatory lipids into the bloodstream to now basically move like a cancer cell to find other organs to basically infect. And when they do, that's the basis of how we develop chronic disease. So the most important blood test you could do, a standard blood test, is the ratio of triglycerides to HDL cholesterol. Now, that should be under 2 and ideally under 1. For most Americans, it's close to 4. And so that's not a good sign. The ideal blood test, the one we use in our laboratory all the time, is the measurement of 2 fatty acids in the blood. Not a common blood test. It's used primarily in research applications. One fatty acid is called arachidonic acid. This is the building block of all those inflammatory hormones I described. The other fatty acid and the arachidonic acid is an omega-6 fatty acid. The other fatty acid is called eicosapentaenoic acid, or EPA. This is an omega-3 fatty acid, but this is the building block of many of your anti-inflammatory hormones. It's the balance of those two fatty acids in your blood that will tell you with frightening precision your future. And that's a balance that you can change probably within 30 days. But if you don't, your life's going to be far more brutal and brutish than it should be.
Absolutely.
It means you already have inflammation spreading through the blood to other organs in the body.
Yeah, and well, and inflammation is linked to almost every disease that we know of. I mean, like you said, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, they're all related to inflammation.
Exactly, and that's why now that we understand what inflammation is and we can measure it, we say, oh my God, it's everywhere, and where's it coming from? Well, as the great philosopher Pogo said, we found the enemy, and the enemy is us. It's coming from the food we eat, and in particular, the food we demand because we want to spend more time doing things that are not in the kitchen, which means we want to eat more processed foods. Processed foods make them taste great and basically be delicious. They add more omega-6 fatty acids to them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about energy, because I know a lot of people, another excuse that they use is, well, I just don't have the energy to prepare a healthy meal or to work out or exercise. What? How does changing your hormones affect your energy?
Well, when you basically talk about I'm tired, what does that really mean? Well, it means probably you have low blood sugar. And what does low blood sugar come from? Look back 2 hours away, earlier, to see what you ate. What happens when you eat a big pasta meal at lunch? How do you feel 2 hours away?
You're hungry.
Really tired, really hungry. Well, the reason is because that pasta is all carbohydrates. It got broken down quickly in the bloodstream. That brought out the hormone insulin and dropped down blood sugar levels. And now your brain is saying, I'm dying up here. I can barely keep my eyes open. If your brain can't keep its eyes open, you can't keep your eyes open. So you're tired. You're lethargic. So how to basically not be tired and lethargic all day long? You keep insulin levels stable all day long. How do you do that? You eat the Zone diet. It was developed for treating cardiovascular and diabetic patients. And that's why the Joslin Diabetes Center at Harvard recommends the Zone diet for treating diabetes. So if you want to be energetic throughout the day, you've got to control your hormones. How do you control your hormones? You need one hand, one eye, and remember the watch. Remember when you eat the pasta meal and 2 hours later you're hungry? By your watch, saying that was not a good meal for my biochemistry.
So are you saying we should never eat pasta, or would you add something to the meal to make it
better?
Well, here's
a good rule of thumb. Remember I talked about colorful carbohydrates because they contain polyphenols? Does pasta contain, is it colored?
Nope.
No. Is white bread colored?
Nope.
Is white rice colored?
Nope.
Is white potatoes colored?
No, it's not.
Okay, now I say, how lucky do you feel?
I feel pretty lucky.
The more white things you want to put on your plate, the less control of inflammation you're going to have. Now, I've been around the world several times. I have never seen a pasta tree or a bagel bush.
Hmm.
They simply don't exist. They're processed foods. They're like, politically correct Twinkies. So if you want to basically control your future, it starts in your kitchen. And the best way, keep the white stuff off the plate.
Mm. That's so true.
If you're going to die, say, you're not going to die. Now, somehow man survived, for the 200,000 years before pasta was invented.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't have Twinkies and Ho-Hos and cookies and crackers back then.
Well, actually, one of the turning points for mankind where our diet started to slide was about 10,000 years ago when they introduced grains. Grains are pure carbohydrates. They're pure sugar. And this led to the concept that was known as the glycemic index, that, 30 years ago, nutrition was so much easier. There are good carbohydrates like potatoes and bad carbohydrates like table sugar. And it's so obvious, nobody did any experiments. But one enterprising scientist in Canada did said, oh, my God, the potato enters the bloodstream as glucose faster than table sugar does. And that's what happens. When you look at grains and starches, they are simply small molecules of glucose hooked together by very, very weak chemical bonds that are easily broken just by chewing. So it's basically as if you're basically, eating candy bars all day long.
Wow.
And you think you're saying you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job of increasing insulin. And if omega-6 fatty acids are sneaking into your diet, you've got some big problems.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, do you have any recipes for people? I mean, sounds like it could be complicated if I didn't have, some recipes to get started.
Oh, if you go to my website, zonediet.com, or even in my books, hundreds, and in my diet, my website, I think there's hundreds, maybe a couple hundred of recipes, simple ones, very simple ones to put together, but they're all balanced. And how you know they're going to work? You look at your watch 5 hours later. If you're not hungry, you know they're working for you.
Mm. Sounds so easy.
Well, it is easy, and that's why I go back to an earlier statement and say, people are confused because they've taken a relatively easy approach. What's going on in your body is very complex, but an easy approach, I say, it can't be that easy. I say, it is. but you had to be consistent.
You know, that's so true. And when you keep it simple, you know, everything in life just gets better. You know, they say complicated is interesting, but simple is usable. And a lot of people, they have all this interesting knowledge that they've heard about nutrition, but it's not usable. I mean, they don't actually get the results they want because they don't keep it simple.
Well, that's it. And the results are saying, I just feel better all day long. But there's a rhyme or reason why you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, why don't you share some stories of patients you've had or customers you've had who have used your zone diet with great results?
Well, I'll start with probably one of my more interesting overweight patients who was the heaviest man in the world at 1,230 pounds.
Wow.
No matter how fat you can be, you're never going to be as fat as Manuel Ribe. So we've been working on Manuel for several years, and you know he's down to about, 700 pounds now. But at 700 pounds, is he still morbidly obese? Of course he is. But his blood chemistry is perfect. His cholesterol is perfect. His blood sugar is perfect. His triglycerides are those of a world-class athlete. His blood pressure is that of a teenager. If you looked at his medical record, he said, this man is healthy as a horse. Now, the fact he weighs as much as two horses is the disconnect. I can't make him any healthier than he already is. But it'll take a long time to get rid of the extra fat. That's a slow process. In terms of, the other extreme, let's take Olympic athletes. Well, you say, Olympic athletes, they don't need to lose weight. No, but they need to reduce inflammation. And the athletes I've worked with have won 25 gold medals in the last five Olympics. Why? They had an unfair hormonal advantage over all their competitors. They were able to keep their inflammation under control. And so between those extremes of the Manuel Ribes in the world and Olympic athletes, we all fall between there. And saying, and the whole goal is saying, if we want to basically control the aging process, we want to squeeze all we can out of our genes, what we do have to do, we have to tightly control inflammation. For some people, that means losing weight. For others, it means performing better. For others, better emotional control. Still others, a longer and better life. You pick out what's important to you. And you're going to find out each of those things which is important is usually compromised by increased inflammation in your body. So the answer is, say, if I can only reduce the inflammation, then I can basically get the thing that's most important to me right now. Now, if somebody's desperately looking to lose weight, I say, hey, you don't care about your health 10 years in the future. You care about losing weight. But you should be concerned about losing fat. If you want to lose excess body fat, there is no proven program faster, other than cutting your left arm off, faster than the zone diet to lose body fat. You can lose more weight. Go to the sauna and wrap yourself in one of those herbal towels. You'll lose a lot of weight, but you haven't lost any fat.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to decide what's important to me right now and say whatever it is, you're going to find out the answer is why you're not getting it because you're inflamed. Once you put out the fire, then basically your likelihood of reaching that goal or of that goal you want will be now within your grasp.
Hmm. Absolutely, that's a powerful message. Well, is there any way that I could know if I had inflammation or not other than the blood test that we talked about?
Not really. Is there any way you can know if you have high cholesterol or not?
Hmm. No, I have to get a test, right?
Exactly. And inflammation is the same way. You can be grossly overweight like Manuel Ribe and have no inflammation because we've reduced it. His fat loss is going down. Or you can look great in a swimsuit like Olympic athletes and be racked by it. You don't know unless you test.
Absolutely. So you would recommend a check to the doctor to everyone?
Again, if you took only one blood test in your entire life, that would be the blood test you want to take. Why? It predicts your future. It doesn't say that will be your future. It predicts what your future will be, but you have the ability to change that in 30 days.
Hmm. Gotcha. Well, and you talked about Olympic athletes. There are some Olympic athletes out there with major inflammation going on. But I thought, if someone's fit, if they're an athlete, doesn't that mean that they're healthy?
No, on the contrary. To be an elite athlete means you live in a constant world of inflammation because you train too hard. And so you find a lot of athletes basically are lighting their candles at both ends and sticking a wick at the center of the candle and lighting that too. And they're tearing their body up at a faster rate, thinking that they can exercise their way into immortality. What they usually do is exercise their way into premature aging. And this is especially true of professional triathletes.
Yeah, they're working their body so hard.
Program? For most Americans, walk 15 minutes in one direction, turn around, and walk back. Just do it every day.
Absolutely, and that consistency, I think, is what's so key, because you know, a lot of people, they'll go, maybe they'll run like 5 miles one day, and they'll get so tired, so sore, they won't do anything for another month.
Well, exactly. They'll hurt themselves, and you have to basically develop a system that you can basically comply with. Yeah, I like to say go to the gym 3 hours a day, but saying that's silly. But basically have a system that's a workable system, and realizing that if you want to lose weight, use the 80-20 rule. 80% of your weight loss, and really fat loss, diet. 20% from exercise.
Hmm. Really? So you think that people should focus on diet first and then start to build up exercise?
You know, there's a lot of good reasons to exercise. I try to exercise every day, but weight loss is not one of them. The reasons why you want to exercise, it reduces the likelihood of heart disease and diabetes. Two, it makes you feel better about yourself. You get happier. Three, you hang out with nice people. But weight loss is not a good reason to exercise. The other reasons are great reasons to exercise, but weight loss is not one.
Mm.
Why? The more you exercise, the hungrier you get.
Right, so then people start overeating.
Exactly. Or they reward themselves. Like, I had a hard workout. I need that double mocha sundae with the fudge brownie because I'm an athlete now and I've got a blast furnace for a stomach. It doesn't work that way.
Mm. Exactly. You know, I see that all the time. Friends will say, oh, I just ran a mile, so I'm going to, you know, have this dessert, have this cookie, or have this ice cream. And so not only are they getting the inflammation from the exercise, but they're getting that inflammation from the junk food that's in their body.
A double whammy.
Exactly. Great. Well, we're coming to the end of our time here, Dr. Sears. Do you have any last words for our listeners out there?
No, I just think that we're facing a crisis of monumental proportions in America. That is, that's our healthcare crisis, which will bankrupt our country. And we have the opportunity to turn it around. But it's not going to happen from some government mandate. It's going to happen when we take charge and basically sit back and say, we know what the enemy is. It's inflammation. We know how to defeat it. It's by our diet. And basically, have the resolve to do that on a daily basis for the rest of our lives. If we do, we can turn our country around almost overnight. I hope we can, but as you mentioned earlier, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and people basically are totally confused, and that leads to inertia. And with inertia comes, no change, and today that basically means a downward, quality of life in America, both health-wise, both physical and mental health. So we have the opportunity, if we choose to basically turn our world around. It doesn't take much. It takes one hand, one eye. And if you have a watch, that's good, too.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing your message today, Dr. Sears. I know it's going to help just thousands of people, and you've already helped millions of people with your books and your teachings. So just thank you again for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Wow, was that an amazing interview with Dr. Sears or what? I'm telling you, this guy is just a genius. He's just so brilliant and just has an amazing way of sharing. So that's what could be complex information in such a really simple way, so that you understand, this is what I need to eat. Two-thirds of my plate needs to be fruits, vegetables, berries. The other third needs to be something protein, so that I'm full, so that my hormones are regulated, so that my body can lose weight naturally. I'm not spiking my blood sugar up and down, because, that's what's going to cause all the cravings and the hunger and all the diseases that go along with obesity and being overweight. So really hope you enjoyed the show today. Come check us out at AuthenticHealthCoach.com. We'd love to share our free gift with you, Dr. Corson's Top 5 Nutrition Tips, and wishing you an absolutely extraordinary day.